Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and what a blessing to be here tonight. So where do I begin? This show, for anyone who's new to listening to this show, it is dedicated to Amin. She is world-leading mystic and seer of our time, and I am bringing you the most profound cosmic updates, and there are so many. So, yes, let's get started. I hope you stay and enjoy the show. And that, what you just listened to, was called The Rainmaker from Almeen. She brought this through as part of Sacred Healing for Allergies and Addictions. It's one of the Belle Vospital protocols. And you can check that out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. I actually felt to put that on today because I don't know if any of our beloved Light Family have been having a bit of a clearing. I myself have been having a bit of a clearing in the fact that I felt extremely teary-eyed. I did Kanishtha Vaspatar today. I included our beloved Light Family, and I did two separate sessions for two specific reasons. And I have to say, since I've done this, I've been quite teary-eyed because I really want things to, you know, to clear stuff in myself. So it's actually a very good one to do to remove control from your environment. And also for healing the mind. So it does a lot more than that, as far as I'm aware. And it's also for the earth and as a proxy for all of existence in a cosmic level. So it's actually what an incredible gift to bring to the earth that Amin has brought through. And that is part of sacred healing, where you can become a grandmaster in Bhavasvata. It is pure white magic. It can't be enforced on anyone or anything. And that's why I actually love doing it, because you can receive it at the level of awareness that you are ready to receive it at. And if you choose not to receive this blessing or healing modality, then the sigils, the sacred sigils that you ask the angelic beings to place in your field, they just dissipate. So if you don't want to receive it, it's totally fine. It's just going to dissolve. So let's go further on to what has been happening in these last couple of weeks. Oh my, it's been just a massive clearing. Okay, so I'm going to bring to you, there was a lot of things that came up about the lower underworld refugees and what happened with them, because as far as we knew, Amin had, you know, said that, you know, things had shifted and that the refugees, they were, you know, some went into the inner earth, and, you know, there was a lot of shifts. And then there was a recent post that was put on her diary, and this was from the 1st of September, so maybe I read it before, but I'm going to read it again. Lower underworld refugee update. Someone said, what has happened to the refugees from the lower underworld? And Amin answered, they were divided into two groups. The less advanced group was dissolved at the beginning of August. The second group was dissolved today. They were given every opportunity to thrive and many blessings, but they spurned it as being less valuable than living from fear and addiction. If they were to stay, the next 400 years would be much harder for humanity, like climbing up a hill, dragging a log behind you. How does that appear from our perspective? Many will be written out of the story of life, releasing energy for the rest of humanity. Those who still seem to stay will lose their ability to impact humanity's reality and will eventually disappear like wisps of smoke. Whoa. So there you have it, everybody. There was a massive purification, and I feel still happening right now. Well, or has happened, because I will continue on the updates of what has occurred during this sacred unfolding with Amin, and what a privilege. So Amin had posted then, today you will be detoxing. The huge cosmic purification going on started in the night could manifest as headaches. Drink lots of water, skin irritations, and sweating. I have to say, I had a brief headache. I haven't really had skin irritation and sweating. I know some people have. So I have been drinking a lot of water because I've been aware of the purification that's been taking place. The other thing, so I mean, it's profound. Like, I know I'm kind of reading through this quite quickly, but when you actually integrate it on deeper levels, what she's actually saying, it's actually so profound that your mind can't really get it with mind. It's actually, it's profound beyond, I feel, ordinary understanding of what you could perceive like human understanding, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, when you sit with it for a moment and actually really get what's happening, it's incredibly profound, and wow, just what a gift to the earth. So if you actually bear with me and realize why I'm saying that, because Amin has another private diary, and it's called Messages for Lightworkers, and you can sign up to that for a month or every month if you want, and there are some profound answers and insights coming through from Amin about the refugee situation actually that happened. And how she said that she had been going through a lot of suffering because of the actual purging and, you know, the dissolving of these refugees from the underworld. And even saying it, it's like, it's so, oh my God. So because you know, it's not something you take on lightly, I suppose. And my point is that she, you know, she mentions many insights, and I really don't want to give that away because it's so little to pay $19.99 a month to actually hear the profound and utter life changing, I would guess, perspective changing in your life when you hear the answers. They are incredible. And, you know, you carry them within you from even just hearing what she's saying. It's profound. So what she did say about that was that they actually, you know, everything was in perfection, and they actually lived a majestic purpose that actually benefited all of existence. So I actually feel upset again. Oh my God. I feel myself actually getting upset even thinking about it. Okay, so I'm obviously having a day of clearing. Excuse me, everyone. I'm just having a day where I am very easily able to cry for some reason. And it's been raining as well as I've been crying. So I feel maybe I'm having my own purification right now. So, okay. I'm actually going to put on the beautiful... my personal elixir, actually, I felt to play it today, so I'm going to play it for you again. I hope you enjoy it. Very privileged to get this beautiful personal elixir from Almeen. And at that stage, she was creating your own personal elixir where you have black and white light frequency, and it evolves as the cosmos does. If you actually think about it, it evolves as the cosmos does. So I would love to actually ask Almeen again what... since she has become a resurrected being, how does that affect the personal elixirs that we received? Are new ones going to come through because her voice has become very, very clear and strong and is healing rapidly? And even more, it's beautiful to hear her voice, power in her voice again. It's such a gift. So I wonder if you're going to bring through more personal elixirs, Almeen. And are they going to be different because you're now a resurrected being? So on that note, I will play the personal elixir because they cancel out illusion in one's life and also help you to remember your oneness. And you play them for whatever purpose you need for right now. So I hope this brings blessings to your life, and I will play it, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a personal elixir that I have been privileged to get from Almeen. And she also gave an English translation of what it actually meant. And some of them have been so profound. They are amazing. And I'm so eternally grateful if they still evolve as the cosmos does. So I would actually have to ask about that because the resurrection that's happening on Earth right now. I know certain things are changing, and I know that Almeen Saradesi Sattva yoga music is changing also. That's linked with time travel at the moment. So we need to hear more about that. And when I have updates on that, you will definitely hear it. So let's move on about what I was saying. Okay, the key to successful relationships came up, and this was all about the inner self-personalities. Someone posted a classic video. Rohir posted it, actually, from 2008. Almeen outlined the functional and dysfunctional manifestations of our sub-personalities. And it's the condition of our inner family that is manifested externally in our relationships with others. For the inner sub-personalities, man is the microcosm and mirrors the macrocosm. So the inner nurturer, you know, is like the granny that cooks things and gives hugs to good and bad children. It doesn't judge. Dysfunctional inner nurturer is critical. The inner child, it's a beautiful nurtured, when it's not nurtured, actually, the inner child, when it's not allowed to express, you know, that's a dysfunctional inner child. It needs a lot of time for allowing it to express. So you make a list, even if it looks, you know, ridiculous to a parent, we need to make lists of things that are actually bringing our inner child absolute happiness and joy, whether they're big or small, and try to incorporate them into our lives. Otherwise, we pull in people who are needy or, you know, with a desire to dominate. So it's crucial that we have a place for our inner child to play. And the inner sages from the East, and also known as the inner wise one. So it's a direct link to vast knowledge, and there's no need to get like outside information. You can, you know, you don't need to go to, you know, a new age teacher or anything like that. When the wise one or the inner sage becomes dysfunctional, it becomes judgmental of the world, and its vision becomes, you know, like, you know, inferiority kind of stuff. Spirituality, it has to be their way and it's the only way. So I think control could stem from that as well, if you have a dysfunctional inner sage. Actually, grateful for that insight. Also, the inner warrior's job is to guardianship of the inner family, the entire inner family. It guards the sacredness of the inner child and the sage and thoughts and feelings. If it's dysfunctional, it fights outside circumstances rather than looking within. So so when the functional inner warrior guards the sacredness of the inner child and the inner sage and, you know, the rest of the inner family, and the, you know, our thoughts and feelings from this, our reality is born. So it's really important to be in communication, and I'm telling myself this also, with our inner family. Okay, so the rune of the week was from the 12th to the 18th. Today's the 18th, by the way, everybody. And the rune that was picked was the rune of the Lion's Gate, changing outcome through changed attitudes, realizing possibilities through a masterful act of magic. And the angel's name is Muskre Plevanut. And you call on this holy and sacred angel to activate this holy and sacred rune within one's being, for changing outcome through changed attitudes. Almeen say, and it says, you know, rewriting possibilities through a masterful act of magic. Almeen says there is currently a major planetary purging going on. The runes of the sixth set represent the release of old programs by implementing this in our life and withdrawing our attention from the sensational and the distorted. We allow the earth to be cleansed of aliens, ghosts, demons, and other results of genetic distortion. Release both programs that focus on pandering to others instead of focusing in the expression of your own authenticity. about this brilliant room. Okay, so moving onwards. There's been so many things this week, and maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit teary-eyed, you know, still happening for me. Okay, a silent retreat with Almeen is available to you. If you've ever considered attending a retreat with Almeen, dreamed about it, or even attended such a retreat, we have some very good news for you. We have several spaces available for retreats through the end of 2016. The cost to register is $750 US. And your deposit holds your space. Balance due in 8 weeks prior to retreat is $1,250 US. Total cost is $2,000, included our light breakfast and lunch plus shared accommodations. You may also stay at nearby hotels if you prefer. Available dates are September 19th to the 23rd, 2016, which is very... It's tomorrow. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. It's no wonder I'm teary-eyed. I can't stop crying. Okay. One space has very recently become available, November the 7th to the 11th, 2016. Two spaces are available. Wow, what a blessing if you go to any of these. How incredible. Experience the presence of beloved Almeen and her personal daily blessings for you while establishing silence of the mind at this unique retreat. So you can see additional posts about silence of the mind and Almeen Diary by typing it in the search box. You can read more details about silent retreats with Almeen. And if you have still any questions, please feel free to contact jan@almeen.net. So, wow, what a gift. You know, I'm very excited because I've been blessed enough to go to the December silent retreat. And I will tell you more about that when I get there. But what an amazing, you know, journey to actually go on. How incredible. So, no point of arrival. An essential attribute of mastery is the recognition that there is no point of arrival and that the purpose of the journey is enjoyment of a never-ending procession of moments. Mm-hmm. Nice reminder there, Almeen. Okay, so here we have the rune of the week, and this is starting for tomorrow, the 19th to the 25th, trusting self-guidance. Clarity through trusting... Excuse me. Clarity through trusting intuitive knowing, grandeur of fields of hope. I call the angel's name Har Satu, and I ask that the holy and sacred angel please place this holy and sacred rune within one's field for trusting self-guidance and to activate that. And this is from the Blue Light Runes Library. And on that note, let's read further what was mentioned about it. Yes, from the fifth field, emotions and dream time. Clarity through trusting and intuitive knowing. So it's from the fifth field and it's number 16. Evolved realities have opened up on Earth, transcending old paradigms. Look forward upon your journey with hope. Old portions of past dreams will dissolve within your inner space. It will feel as if you're living with one foot in the dream world. Just observe these images as they come and go like flashes across the screen of the mind. Get lots of rest and take time for solitude. Your feelings will guide you. And, you know, some of this stuff has been happening already. I'm going to read some of the rune parts that I pulled before the show, actually, and it's from the field of healing. And the first one was the calling. The second one was the power of speech. The third one, inner child. And the fourth one, harnessing. Actually, I need to correct that sequence. Excuse me for a second. It's the other way around. Pardon me. Harnessing resources. That's the first one. The second one, the inner child. The third one, the power of speech, and the fourth one, the calling. So I just really wanted to share with you that, because I wanted to share it with you on the radio show. Okay, what's up next? So much. The inner self personality of wild woman. I thought this was a really interrupting question that someone asked. Music for a wild woman. It's a wild woman in her sub-personality. And some people have their own perception of wild woman. They immediately think it's something else because they have a misperception about wild woman. So is there a particular piece of music by Almin that really works with the wild woman archetype or sub-personality? I recall some longer piece from maybe the Earth Chant ceremony, but I don't think these pieces were ever made available for purchase. The quality of accessing wild woman has, of course, changed over time. As the archetype has begun to truly express, I guess the music would have changed too. A piece that awakens the energetic quality of wild woman in the body, which involves dancing, would be great. Almin answers, the essence of wild woman hasn't changed, even though the way it is interpreted and expressed evolves. There are four musical pieces that come to mind. Immortals of the Holy Mountain from Alchemical Sound Healing, that's from the Asian elixirs, one of the actual elixirs that I played just at the start of the show. Actually, this is really one of my favorite ones as well. In the Treetop, Sirius C from Children of the Sun. It's probably one of the favorite ones. That I absolutely love it. It speaks to my inner wild woman because I immediately wildness and nature and all of that comes into my awareness when I hear that. I love it. And the other one is To Dance to Klanovic. To Dance to Klanovic 2. That's from Children of the Sun as well. That's a really good beat as well. And four is The Heartbeat of Klanovic from the 2012 Earth Chant Ceremony, now available to members of Lightworker.co. That's a beautiful gift to have, actually, because Heartbeat of Klanovic. So that's like the central song, you know, inside the earth. Oh, my God. Profound, to say the least. Okay, I'm just getting it all in there as much as I can with you. I'm trying to share so much. The quickening of humanity begins. Oh, what a gift. This happened on Friday night, and there was a sacred rune card called for this. The runes, let me see. So let me just check and see which rune card it was, actually. Let me just double check. It was the rune card of the Order of the Sacred Butterfly. I just wanted to make sure because I didn't want to misinterpret. Okay, so this is significant events. And the angel's name is Lihursat. And I call the angel Lihursat to place your holy and sacred rune in one's being to activate significant events. So this came up. A noteworthy event is about to occur that requires recognition. Otherwise, its gift cannot be reached nor its lessons fully understood. So the question was, interesting rune I drew about the free webinar tonight. Perhaps there's a deeper meaning to our online gathering, which there was with Almin on Saturday night, where it was the romance of life, and she had an online art exhibition with all of her new artwork. And Almin speaking these holy and sacred mantras to the artwork, which is also connected, as far as I'm aware. I was only told one little thing that's connected with the resurrection, but it does so much more than that. I mean, you can order that book from the store on AlminSpiritualJourneys.com, www.spiritualjourneys.com. You can actually buy that book. I think it's something like $39. I'm not 100% certain. You can check it out yourself. But Almin said, in looking into the future, the most significant event of all time takes place, the quickening of humanity worldwide in a single night. In an instant, Homo sapiens evolves into a new species, Homo admirabilis. And the golden age of peace dawns. Now is the time our life on earth starts to change into a higher being, the forerunner of what's to come. The art, which is light, plus the accompanying audio, which is frequency, will change the DNA of participants of tonight's art exhibition. Much work has gone into its production, and its purpose is profound. Hope to see you there. Much love, Almin. And that is the Book of Mantras, The Romance of Life. And that was such a gift to go to. I mean, I stayed up for us in Ireland. It was 3 in the morning, and I stayed up. I think I was falling asleep near the end of it, but, oh, God, it was so beautiful. And a gift to connect with everybody online. And funny enough, that night, there was art and culture night, and I went into town to see the art and culture tears were just streaming from my eyes, and I couldn't stop them. I actually had to go and get tissue twice because the tears were streaming from my eyes. I had no idea why. And it just tied in wonderfully with what was happening cosmically and obviously the quickening of humanity, and maybe that's why. And then my son had also mentioned, he said, "Mom, I just feel like I'm celebrating today." And this was like the following day. "I feel like I'm celebrating. There's just something different." And I just thought, that is beautiful. So anyone has any other stuff come up in their environment, because I don't have long left here on the actual radio show, and I will be back with you next week. There was more insights on into the nature of light emitted during resurrection, the immaculate white light of full resurrection, hidden intruders, and the three mysteries, which are actually art pieces that were given by Amin. And you can't let them fade away, and that was about the refugee situation and the central source of the fractal patterns. So there was other things that came up, insights. With the insights into the nature, okay, we did that, of light emitted during resurrection, about the perturbing message from the angel God. Amin gave complete clarity on that, because I have to say, I'm glad that she did, really glad that she did. And every shelter has a price to pay. So I'm very aware that when things are coming up cosmically, it definitely does. When you're walking this holy and sacred journey, it plays out in your reality. In whatever reality you're creating, it plays out without any doubt, and I see it every day in my reality, and I'm just grateful that I'm awake to see it and to share in the divine synchronicities with you, and just the privilege of walking this holy and sacred journey. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for all of the beautiful beings that I have encountered, and the gifts that may not seem like obvious gifts at that stage. I'm aware that some of my masculine aspects have given me gifts that some may not have been quite pleasant, but once I got the insight, I realized, oh my gosh, that's incredible. So I just want to say thank you so very, very much. I am deeply grateful. And to Amin for opening our eyes to this holy and sacred journey. And on that note, I have been aware of the fairy beings. And I'm aware that, you know, I've been very aware of them. And I just like to play this beautiful song from the Hidden Kingdoms called The Elfin Race. And I hope you enjoy it. And I will be back with you next week. Thank you so much. My love to each and every one of you. Until next moment, we will connect again. And thank you. Good night.